Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And welcoming you back on a beautiful Thursday. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You know, Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with you in the studio as always. And I say it's a beautiful Thursday. It's got a nice breeze to it.
It wasn't a bad day today.
No, at least not so far. May have some rain this evening. Just a little bit.
You think?
Yeah, just a tad.
I know where you can find some rain, let me tell you. It's just a couple of hundred miles to our east. Big Ben. Helene has a different story for everybody. Storm surge 20 feet around Cedar Key. That is just absolutely amazing. Let me kind of bring this in, if you don't mind. Good afternoon, everybody. It's 411 News Radio 92.3. Local first responders are activating as Hurricane Helene slammed. Helene, I know I said that it slipped it yesterday, but it's Helene slammed into the Big Bend on the eastern panhandle. Tonight, they're saying around midnight. Something like that, landfall. Now, tomorrow, Escambia County Emergency Management is off to Liberty County, along with the county's mobile command unit, Thor, to support response and recovery efforts for the hurricane. The deployment teams will be assisting Liberty County and surrounding counties, depending on the impact and where the storm actually falls there. I'll tell you what we're going to do at 5:20 this afternoon. I was so impressed with Scotland Williams from the EOC in Escambia County, Emergency Management. She's taking a lead in a pretty interesting thing about the county mobilizing and deploying resources and things like that. I'm sure she's got her hands and fingers into that. 5:20 this afternoon, we're going to talk to Scotland Williams from Escambia County and discussing some of the responsibilities and some of the things that are going on behind the scenes right now that we know nothing about. But you're going to learn today. Absolutely. 5:20 News Radio 92.3.
And of course, as far as the local impacts from Helene, power crews staging at the Pensacola Fairgrounds ahead of their expected response. Hundreds of workers with FPL and other electrical contractors ready to respond after the storm makes landfall. And for many of them, of course, it's not their first rodeo. But I saw footage of it this morning. I mean, just rows and rows of these electrical trucks out there on the fairgrounds. Just we're ready to go.
Thank goodness for that.
Yes.
National Weather Service confirming and saying Escambia County remains outside the impact zone of Hurricane Helene. However, City of Pensacola stayed on the side of caution today, closed their offices and facilities. Friday, return to work status is expected on that side there. Listen, three major indices hit the green today. I'm shifting gears on you. I'm going to fly my financial hat on you real quick here because this is just breaking a few minutes ago. And if you're into the money aspect of life, here you go. S&P setting record highs. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on this trending story.
Stocks ending higher with the S&P 500 notching a new record high on renewed optimism about artificial intelligence. This after chipmaker Micron Technology delivered better than expected financial results, along with an upbeat forecast amid strong demand for its chips at data centers due to AI. Shares of Micron rose 14%. Tech was the best performing sector while energy lagged, while gold hit an all-time high and Chinese stocks rallied after Beijing announced more measures to support the country's weakening economy. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Amgen, and McDonald's. The Dow decliners, Chevron, Merck, and United Health Group. The Dow up 260 points. The Nasdaq higher by 108. S&P 500 up 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Okay, Paul, let's see here. Those home buyers and sellers out there watching the mortgage numbers this afternoon. Austin, Mortgage News Daily is reporting the 30-year rate a little bit higher, 6.19%. Borrowing cost on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, also a little bit higher at 5.55%.
Wow. Also locally, this is just a top story that's been, you know, we've heard about it a couple times here, just coming and going, but we do have an update. The surgeon that mistakenly removed a man's liver instead of his spleen at a hospital in Miramar Beach has now had his medical license suspended. The Florida Department of Health issued an emergency order on Tuesday suspending Dr. Thomas Shignovsky's license for violating state statutes, regulating medical care, making grievous mistakes, and dishonestly covering up his actions.
Okay, coming up about 10 minutes from right now, 4:25. I think that's our hit time. Fox 35 in Orlando will join their afternoon newscast, kind of give you a snapshot view on how that west coast of Florida is preparing. Yeah, they're going to get some tropical storm winds in the Tampa Bay, Sarasota, Clearwater area. Moving up northly, a different story.
Right.
Cedar Key up into the Bend. Apalachicola is going to get whacked on the other side. So we will have an updated report, 4:25 from Orlando's Fox's 35 on News Radio 92.3.
And speaking of times that end with 5, it's 4:15 now, so we'll get your traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors in on Beverly Parkway. Now, looking at the roads here, it was miserable yesterday, particularly on I-10, but I cannot believe I'm reporting this. Maybe it's because some of these public offices, you know, don't have a lot going on. Schools, you know, not, a lot of them aren't going on today. But there's not much action on the roads at all. I'm hardly seeing any congestion anywhere, even in our usual spots like Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Highway 90, so on and so forth. So there's some good news for you here early. As for the weather, it's 76 degrees in Pensacola, mostly cloudy. So mid to high 70s tonight. Of course, we've got that coastal flood advisory bleeding into your Friday. Same with a high surf warning. Also got a wind advisory right now. Tonight's low is going to be 68. And of course, we got some chances of showers. And then as we get into tomorrow, should be a pretty nice day. High of 84, low of 72. Sunny with a little bit of breeze. And it should be clear skies on your Friday night heading into your weekend.
Okay, let's advance this just a little bit. National Weather Service moments ago just reminded me they're forecasting marine and coastal impacts for, as you mentioned, the high surf, rip current, strong winds, high waves. Navarre Beach Pier closes 7 p.m. tonight. This is due to the expected weather conditions. Gulf Islands National Seashore closed the Fort Pickens area today. Pensacola Bay City Ferries canceled tonight's sunset cruise. It will return tomorrow. And NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today, reopening Friday morning.
And also, we were talking about the responsiveness, you know, in reaction to all of this Helene stuff. Well, the American Red Cross is in Florida's capital city as communities get ready for the hurricane and its damage. The organization using FAMU's AI Lawson Center, or OWL Lawson Center, excuse me, as a shelter for the general public. Florida State University's Donald L. Tucker Civic Center opened as a refuge facility earlier today for registered students who live off campus. So we've even got some of the schools in, making sure that everyone is, they got a place to go in this trying time.
I watched some B-roll earlier today on Fox, and they were showing, and I'm not laughing at this, but students at FSU
right,
getting out of the way in Tallahassee who had never, ever, ever incurred a hurricane.
Right.
Never. And they got their comments from them what to expect and all this, you know. And you know what the thing is? All I know is I'm not going to be able to play my games.
Really? That was that
all
was
this going, that's all they, we can't play our games.
Well, all right. I mean, hey, if that's his priorities, good.
They kicked them out of their dorm is what happened.
Right.
They kicked them out of the dorm. They had to go to a shelter.
So they can't play their video games?
They're a little ruffled up here this afternoon. Okay, President Trump is calling for more tax breaks for working Americans, proposing an end to taxing overtime pay for those who put in more than 40 hours a week. Fox's business's Madison Allworth reports in Democracy 24.
Democracy 24.
Former President Trump called for an end to taxing overtime pay, saying that workers like truck drivers and construction workers deserve a financial break.
The people who work overtime are among the hardest working citizens in our country. And for too long, no one in Washington has been looking out for them.
Before this no tax on overtime pay policy, President Trump has also promised no tax on tips or Social Security benefits. He has also said he'll extend his own tax cuts from his previous administration. While Harris has also said she would not tax tips, she's not reciprocated on any of Trump's other proposals. In fact, in a statement, the Harris campaign criticized the overtime plan, saying in part, quote, Donald Trump's record and agenda are clear. As president, he stole millions of dollars of wages from the workers he purports to represent. Trump tried to rip away overtime pay for nearly 10 million workers and devastated families. I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
All righty. Thank you very much, Madison. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, I got an update on the accused quadruple murderer, Brian Koberger, and him making his first appearance in a new courthouse. Of course, that's been one of the murder cases that has just rocked the nation. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked extensively about Hurricane Helene and what was likely to be happening, and also some things we learned, for example, that the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee, the walls are built to withstand a Category 5, but the ceiling, the roof, is only built to withstand a Category 3. The governor said so, which is amazing. We also talked with PPD about how the proposed camping ordinance would be enforced. You can catch all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Well, first of all, where are my manners? This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com.
You know, I could imagine you as a DJ, a disco DJ.
Sometimes I feel like one with how I'm operating this board with that music playing.
You did a fine job doing that stuff.
I appreciate it. You know something else that I appreciate? The roads are looking beautiful right now, Chris. Yeah, there is not anything going on.
Have you seen your rain yet?
Not
looking for some rain.
I was about to say, not quite. Overcast skies, of course.
Almost
About 78, mostly cloudy skies tonight. The low is going to be 68. Of course, chances of showers tonight. But as we get into your Friday, should be a beautiful entrance to your weekend. High of 84, low of 72. Sunny and mostly clear.
Okay, flights today out of PNS with departures and arrivals targeting Central Florida airports are affected. I was going to add that on there when I first wrote this about 5:30 this morning. I was going to say, could potentially be affected. Well, I'm going to tell you they're affected. I got some. If you're trying to jump on Spirit coming up out of Orlando, that 415 flight 2892 is canceled. If you're coming up out of Miami, now the Miami flights are okay, because the Miami area is not really targeted with this storm at all. So Miami, if it's an American flight, 3387 on time. Wheels down, Pensacola, 631. Tampa, it's a Silver Flight 80, scheduled 750 touchdown. That has canceled on us, as well as a Spirit Flight 1070 out of Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood. They also have canceled that flight, and that's pretty much it for cancellations as we know right now.
Right.
But I'm watching the board for you today. I promise you that. Tampa International ceased operations early this morning. St. Pete Clearwater also closed. The only airport remaining open and will remain open is Orlando International. They are open and operational. So I thought what I would do was tap in to Fox 35 in Orlando with a Central Florida weather update for us.
Back to Orlando, as they are still in continuous coverage as well.
Around about 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., and in doing so, at a forward speed of probably 20 to 25 miles per hour, plow right through the Tallahassee region. That's the state capital with a lot of trees, an area that has not been tested by a major hurricane. Amazingly, by the way, has not been tested by a major hurricane in the city's over 200-year history. They've had a lot of skirmishes of near misses with major hurricanes. They've had several minor hurricanes or minimal hurricanes, but this is really going to test the trees and the infrastructure. There's going to be a lot of power outages, but it's such a big storm that, you know, don't focus on this cone thinking that we're out of the woods, because unfortunately we're not. One of the biggest impacts we're going to have are tornadoes. As we head into 9:30, we could catch some of these bands of rain packing tropical storm force winds of over 60 miles per hour, bands which could last through midnight. As you go closer to the center of circulation here toward the Panhandle along the I-75 corridor, hurricane force wind gusts are possible. There's a hurricane warning in effect for western Marion County, including Dinellen, and western Alachua County, including Micanopy. Got a tornado watch region-wide through 8 p.m. that may be extended. Storm surge in the path of this could exceed 20 feet. As far as the rest of the day goes today in red, we got to watch out for tornadoes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the big factors here is the tornadic activity. And I'll jump it back on the board right now from Pensacola International. I want to be serious with you. I would check your carrier first, because most all the flights that are the arrival board either are having delays or being canceled or whatever. So good rule of thumb. You got somebody coming in, you need to pick them up. Why don't you head over and ring up the air carrier and see what the status is on that flight? So there are a lot of question marks at PNS today.
Oh, for sure. Also, mentioned this before we went to break. Accused quadruple murderer Brian Koberger making his first appearance in a new courthouse. He's now at the Ada County Courthouse in Boise after the original judge approved a change of venue over concerns about jury impartiality in Moscow, Idaho. In today's hearing, the new judge in the case will introduce himself and get caught up to speed on the case. And Koberger's charged with the murders of course, four University of Idaho students back in 2022.
Okay, and coming up at 5:20, going to give you a heads up here. Skylin Williams, from the emergency management operations over at the EOC, is got her hands pretty full. I'm going to tell you, she's a busy lady. She's going to join us at 5:20 talking about, you hit on it, you did a story a few minutes ago about the mobilization of all the people at the fairgrounds and all right. The first responders and things like that. Tomorrow, Escambia County Emergency Management, that's Scotland's department there, is deploying to Liberty County, along with the county's mobile command unit, Thor, and it's to support response and recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. So, Scotland's in at 5:20.
All righty.
Just thought I'd let you know.
And a majority of Americans have faith in the accuracy of casting and counting of votes in the presidential election. That's according to a new Gallup poll released this week. It found that 57% of Americans are very or somewhat confident that the votes will be accurately cast and counted in November. However, there is a drastic difference along party lines. The poll found that 84% of Democrats are very or somewhat confident in the accuracy, while just 28% of Republicans expressed confidence.
Now, do you think that was just the messaging out there for the unbelievability factor in those numbers?
I don't know.
Something to think about. And while we're talking about numbers, and while we're talking about elections, get this. 40 days, general election coming. Yep, here's your deadlines. October 7th, that is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote by mail request. early voting October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa County. Don't forget, November 5th is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast a ballot at an early voting site. You gotta have that photo ID, and they're gonna look for a signature. You're not gonna get around that.
Right.
And don't forget, News Radio 92.3's election coverage, 7 a.m. I mean, 7 p.m. Oh, my God. 7 p.m.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Helene, now a Category 3 storm, but gaining strength as it appears on a collision course with northwestern Florida.
It's going to be the Midnight Express. It comes after midnight tonight with a ball of wind and rain. We're talking about major league power outages that are going to last for days, if not a week or so.
Fox Weather's Bobby Van Dillen there. Several other states in the southeast also bracing for severe weather. President Biden huddling with Ukraine's leader in Washington.
The president announced a $2.4 billion security assistance package for Ukraine during an Oval Office meeting with the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky.
And this will strengthen Ukraine's position in future negotiations.
President Biden is also directing the Defense Department to allocate all remaining Ukraine aid already approved by Congress before the end of his term.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America is listening to Fox News.
And with your money now. Shares of CarMax reversed early losses to trade higher by 6% today after the used car retailer's fiscal second quarter sales topped their estimates, easing some pressure from their car loan business. The company had net income of $132.8 million or 85 cents a share. To Wall Street, where stocks finished the session higher with the S&P 500 setting a fresh record, the Dow gaining 260, the S&P up by 23, and the NASDAQ growing by 108. Boeing is extending the deadline for the union representing striking factory workers to consider a revised contract offer, which includes larger pay and a larger bonus. It is unclear, though, if the union will schedule a ratification vote on their proposal. U.S. crude oil futures for November are falling by more than 3.2% to under $68 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The Buffalo Bills last year had to walk on eggshells when dealing with Stephon Diggs. Yes, Diggs did more good than bad during his tenure in Buffalo, but last year he ruined the Bills' season. Now Diggs is out of town, Buffalo is 3-0, and Josh Allen just threw for four touchdowns to four different players in a 47-10 victory against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Bills are showing football is easier when you can just play as a team and not have to focus on the feelings of one disgruntled wide receiver. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not following John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Dallas at New York tonight, going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and the total. Dallas, New York, confirmed analysis, special props. That's five big plays. John Anthony has you covered. I love to sweep the board. Call now to hear them free on recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. Dallas, New York, plus special prop action. Call now. 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 in the season free. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday. And on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle, and you get out the paint, and you repair the hole so that you can close the deal on Monday. Because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 713-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's not the 21st, but it's close enough. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Alrighty, looking at the roads here, very, very, very smooth sailing. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the road. So if you are held up somewhere, hopefully it won't be for long. And as for the weather, it's 78 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 68 tonight. And tomorrow should be a beautiful Friday for the most part. High of 84, low of 72.
And I want to thank our friends over at WOLF Television Channel 35. That's over in Orlando for that soundbite they provided us just a moment ago. As a matter of fact, I got a call earlier today from NBC2 down in Fort Myers in Naples. They wanted to see if we could work them. It couldn't get it in just time constraints this afternoon, but I'm looking. They're sending us B-roll right now, some video of this bridge in Fort Myers, and it is getting whacked. It's getting ready to go underwater not far from now. Right. But that's some pretty nasty weather moving into the Fort Myers area. Austin, do you remember the story I told you about? It was Brett Favre being diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, he's an NFL Hall of Famer. And he recently revealed that terrible statement. But he may be involved in a scandal. Fox's Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Former NFL quarterback Brett Favre has disclosed that he has Parkinson's disease. And anybody who played in the National Football League, particularly quarterbacks, have been susceptible to this because of concussions, something the league is growing very concerned about. And so that's one of the reasons that Favre decided to make this information public. But there's a media twist here, and it's this. Favre was involved in a scandal. He denies any deliberate wrongdoing, involving the diversion of funds meant for Mississippi welfare recipients to a project that he was working on. And the reporter who broke that story won a Pulitzer Prize for it, Mississippi Today's Anna Wolf, named in a related lawsuit, and they want her sources. And she says that she will not turn them over, confidential sources, and that could lead to the possibility of facing jail time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Wow. Sometimes it's not being, it's easy being a journalist, that's for sure, when you have to make those decisions out there. I'm telling you, the rain is really falling in Central Florida now. Tampa's getting whacked. We're looking at some B-roll of water coming over bridges on that side there. We'll keep you posted. Got the updates coming in every so minutes now. It seems like they've really accelerated these things. Let's talk sports real quick, if you don't mind, Austin.
No problem.
Two area high school football games have been postponed. Remember we told you about we were teetering on whether they were going to happen or weren't. We were talking about this on Tuesday, I think it was, something like that. Well, both Milton and Pensacola High School were scheduled to play teams from Panama City. Milton is now hosting PC Mosley 6 p.m. Monday night at Panther Stadium. Pensacola is hosting Panama City Bay also on Monday, 7 o'clock at Scoggins Stadium. A couple of Monday games here. The only other known change for week 6 of the high school football season in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties was the rescheduling of our game, Tate Navarre. That game is now Friday, 7 p.m. at Pete Jindal Stadium.
Yeah, it's now.
Am I
where,
right on that?
Yes.
Okay,
it's now where you would expect a high school game. As I said, we typically have our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, take over, you know, high school game of the week at 7 p.m. every Friday night. But then it was like, nope, the game's going to be on Thursday, so it's going to be on News Radio 92.3. Well, that has since been changed back because of this weather thing. So if you want to hear Tate Navarre, ESPN Pensacola on Friday night, 7 p.m.
Other games Friday night. Pensacola Catholic hosting Freeport. What you got there?
Catholic.
Pine Forest has a bye, so you don't have to worry about that one. Pine Forest is having a rough year this year. They're 2-3.
Yeah, they're having a bumpy ride.
Booker T is hosting Escambia this week to start its district schedule.
Booker T, I like the idea of the home underdog there, but I'm going to have to say Escambia because I think their struggles are coming from the quality of competition they faced.
All right, Gulf Breeze going up against Niceville.
Niceville by a mile.
Good team.
Yes. Consistently good.
Pace goes to Crestview Friday to kick off its district schedule.
I think Pace will win, but, you know, my alma mater, don't sleep on them. Hey, Patriots, don't sleep on the Bulldogs, okay?
Are you encouraging them? Is that your cheerleading?
I'm just letting, if there are any Patriots listening, don't sleep on the Bulldogs.
Right. Going from that disco disc jockey to cheerleader this afternoon.
Yeah, I do. I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay, Northview hosting Escambia County, Alabama.
I'll take Northview.
Okay, let's not forget about our college team here. UWF goes to Grand Valley State in Michigan Saturday. Non-conference game, kickoff 2 p.m. live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Who's going to win it?
Man,
I know you've been talking, you know, you've been looking and kind of dissecting these things,
making a point of not letting my heart get in the way. I'm going to say Grand Valley State because they have just been so dominant. Now, I don't know the caliber of competition they're facing. Mm-hmm. I know UWF is a top dog typically, but heartbreaking loss going on the road to Grand Valley. That's a big task. So I'll take Grand Valley State.
Okay. And, FSU. Saturday, tough test for the Noles defense.
Yes.
FSU faces SMU in Dallas. Pre-game at 5, kickoff at 7.
Right.
Live FSU football on News Radio 92.3, and I got it right. I could see you were smiling.
Well, I was smiling.
You were holding your breath, weren't you?
I was smiling because I know that there's a very real chance that offense kind of puts up some points on, kind of runs away with the game there, and FSU is staring at another loss. But hopefully that's not the case. Also tonight in the NFL, we got Thursday night football action. That's going to be on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Prime TV? It's a Prime game, isn't it?
Yes.
I won't get it anyway because they never gave me my code.
Yeah, it'll be televised on Amazon Prime, I believe. It's between the New York Giants and Dallas Cowboys and NFC East clash. Giants coming off their first win of the season after defeating the Browns last weekend and enter with a record of 1-2. And then the Cowboys are also 1-2, suffered a loss to the Ravens during week 3. Kickoff is at 7:15.
Yeah, I got it's interesting. I mentioned to you that I do have Prime. And,
yes.
And pay dearly for Prime. And doggone it, the last time the game came on, I couldn't get it. I showed you a snapshot of the code number. I tried to get in there,
right. And
I kept putting it in. You wouldn't. So I just gave up on the darn game. So you know what I mean? Hey, I got a story coming at 5 o'clock hour. If Disney and their Plus programming,
right. You're
going to want to listen to this and get your wallet out.
Oh, is it about account sharing?
Get your wallet out. That's all I'm saying. Make sure you got a current debit card to go far.
Okay, because I it may be something different. I know yesterday we touched on the account sharing and their like new financial plans about
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. It's about and what made me think about it, because I know Netflix and everybody went through the,
yeah,
the borrowing the accounts and stuff like that. Disney's all over it. If they don't need another billion, here it comes.
All right. 445, excuse me, on the dot here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, man, I'm so glad I can keep these brief. There does not appear to be anything going on the roads at this time, so thank you all for being safe out there. As for the weather, 78 degrees still, low of 68 tonight with, of course, a chance of showers. As we get into Friday, though, my goodness, it should be a beautiful day. High of 84, low of 72, clear, sunny skies, introducing you to a beautiful weekend.
A serious situation unfolding in our very nation's capital. A Democratic senator was targeted by a deep fake impersonation of a Ukrainian official on a Zoom call. Fox's Mike Emanuel has more on this trending story.
Foreign actors use 21st century technology, artificial intelligence, posing as a former senior Ukrainian official with the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Ben Cardin was on a live audio-video connection, which was consistent in sound and appearance to past conversations. But the senator and his staff suspected something was fishy when the apparent former Ukrainian diplomat began asking politically charged questions. Cardin says that's when his team cut off the call and notified proper authorities. What's striking about this effort was the technical sophistication using artificial intelligence to impersonate someone. In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Yeah, there's good sides to AI and there's bad sides to AI.
Absolutely.
Pensacola, if you're wondering about this, Pensacola City Council meeting scheduled for today been postponed along with a vote on whether to adopt a new ordinance banning camping on private property and on amending an existing ordinance that bans camping on public property. Mayor Reeves is saying the city could potentially enforce new ordinance, those ordinances that crack down on camping on public and private property. The move is ahead of a new state law. It's House Bill 1365, goes into effect 5 days, October 1st.
You want to hear something heartbreaking?
Ready to go.
The New Jersey Lottery is still waiting for the winner of the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot to claim their prize. One lucky player was the sole jackpot winner back on March 26th. New Jersey Lottery winners have 1 year from the date of the drawing to file a claim before the ticket expires. The unlucky son of a gun who had that ticket and is now not claiming it. Over $1.1 billion, man. I know the cash option is significantly less than that, but my goodness, it's still a ton of money.
It reminds me of that television commercial that's going right now where it's about a cell phone, and you've got a girl and her dad's a chef, and he drops it on the grill, and then there's a guy in the laundromat who forgets to put it in his pocket, and it's in the washing machine, you know?
Right.
It's the things with those darn telephones.
Gosh, it's just...
It's the telephones that are doing it.
Man. I know, it makes me so sick to think that that person could be set for life.
Yeah, I'm talking about the telephone and just this millions and billions of dollars out there. Somebody, right. And what I'm getting at, watch me now, here goes the leap, okay? Somebody probably took that winning number, that winning piece of paper.
Ticket, yeah.
Discarded it in the trash. See ya.
Yep.
Bet you that's... I don't have a crystal ball. What am I saying? Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Well,
yeah,
it could be.
That's the best shot anybody else has, I guess.
Right.
He probably threw it in the trash.
Oh, gosh.
I wouldn't be sick. I'd be sick. Yes, I would unequivocally be sick on that one.
Yeah, that's just terrible. Also, after 20...
Terrible!
terrible, like, as far as just that feeling.
Yeah. Man.
After 26 years at NBC, Hoda Kotb says that she's leaving the Today Show at the end of the year.
I used to work with her at WDSU Channel 6 in New Orleans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was she nice?
I'm an amazing... Like, you know,
he's
know
like,
what,
she sucked.
No, not at all. Her ethnicity is... she's from India. Oh, no, Egypt. I'm sorry, she's from Egypt.
Hmm.
And, delightful woman. And when she was, I used to produce a show over there called the Bob and Jan Show.
Right.
They were the first talk shows in the middle 60 with Dick Van Dyke over there. And I worked as one of their producers.
Oh.
And so I met Hoda through them. And Hoda was always, you know, when you get to that level of, you know, I'm going to New York, I'm going to NBC, whatever. The nose goes up a little bit. Not for Hoda. She was really respectful to everybody because I think she knew and you know, and everybody else doing this business here, how hard it is.
Well, and then, it's good that she maintained humility.
She was great.
Apparently, she made the retirement announcement on the air, telling co-hosts after turning 60 last month that she realized it was time to turn the page. The popular network staple joined NBC in 1998 as a correspondent for Dateline and said that she wants to spend more time with her two young daughters.
Yeah, good for her. I like rock music. I enjoy it a lot. And one of the bands that was coming up in the, I guess, late 70s, early 80s, Heart, the band Heart.
Oh, yeah.
There was a fellow here, Louis Bolston, in Pensacola, used to have the Oz Boutique down on I-5. You weren't even thought about for 30 years around this thing. But this was like in the 60s or so. And his, which had been his nephew, because it was Louis's brother's son, actually played guitar for Heart.
Really?
Yeah. And this is why I wanted to share this with you, because a lot of you Pensacolans know what I'm talking about. Good news for rock and roll fans. After a noted singer says she's on the mend, Fox's Anna Apelles has more on this.
Ann Wilson, one half of the band Heart, taking to social media to give an update on her health.
I'm now finished with chemo, and I'm officially ready to get ready for the tour in 2025. There's maintenance going forward, but I'm told the side effects are much less severe.
Wilson announced over the summer that she had cancer and was taking time off after an operation and starting a round of chemo. Heart's Royal Flush Tour will begin in the U.S. in February in Las Vegas and run through April, ending at New York's Radio City Music Hall. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
You know, I'm surprised that, and I can see it now because of Ann's health problems, but I was surprised they never had taken up residency in Las Vegas,
right,
as a lot of other bands have done, you know. Great band.
Oh,
just,
for sure.
Just a great band out of Seattle, Pacific Northwest band.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You want to talk about the bands that come out of Seattle, there's a lot to list. I mean, heck, Nirvana came out of, well, they weren't officially Seattle, but they were Washington. Seattle had a big grunge scene. Whatever. Bottom line is, I'm getting ahead of myself. 4:52 here.
You're doing a good job. Go ahead. Dig that hole down there. Go ahead.
Well, I will after the break. How's that? 4:52, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we do have another band to talk about that will no longer perform at a Connecticut music festival after a recent scandal came out.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
got nice tease.
Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Wave Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wave Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. Wavemenshealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfan, Cap'n Robbins, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads, very happy to report that it's been very smooth sailing, even in some of the most consistently harmful areas. Navarre Parkway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 90, always giving us trouble, but not today. As for the weather, it is 78 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 68 tonight. And tomorrow should be a little bit breezy, sunny, mostly clear skies, high of 84, low of 72.
You know, I wish I could say that about all these flights over at PNS. They've got a mess on their hands this afternoon. If you have to pick up somebody, maybe coming into the city, my recommendation to you is please call the air carrier. Every flight almost is Charlotte, Atlanta, Denver, Nashville, Atlanta, Miami. There's some problems. So I just say, right, before going through this whole long list, and it gets bigger by the minute, please call your air carrier to find out the latest flight situation.
And touched on this, or hinted at it rather, right before we went to break, the Foo Fighters will no longer perform at a Connecticut music festival this weekend. The band was set to headline the Soundside Music Festival on Sunday up in Bridgeport, but will now be replaced by Jack White and Greta Van Fleet. The news comes 2 weeks after frontman Dave Grohl revealed that he had fathered a child outside of his marriage, and this was set to be the band's first performance since then. However, the band did not provide a specific reason for this cancellation.
What was that all about?
I don't know.
Okay, let me just ask you to mark this as a good attempt. Just keep that the tease there, okay? This is a good attempt.
I'll hold on to it.
The U.S. is leading the charge for an immediate 21-day truce between Israel and the Hezbollah as tensions continue to rise in that region. Fox's Trey Yingst. This guy has been working his brains off for a year now over there. I mean, I look at him going, does he ever go home? I mean,
right.
Trey Yingst is in, has the latest from Israel.
The Israelis announced they are launching new airstrikes against Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon. This comes after a targeted strike earlier today in the Lebanese capital of Beirut. According to the IDF, the top commander of Hezbollah's aerial unit was taken out in that strike. Israel continued its strikes against Lebanon today, targeting dozens of Hezbollah positions overnight and into this afternoon. The exchange of fire comes amid calls by the United States, France, and others for a 3-week ceasefire between the two sides. This morning, Israeli media buzzed with reports of a possible ceasefire in the coming hours before the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly shot down those comments, saying Netanyahu actually instructed the IDF to continue fighting in full force.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's why I say put that under the good attempt category.
Wanted to touch on this here as we get down to the final stretch. A homeowner in Wisconsin finding out that sometimes people just got to have their pasta. A woman was arrested late Monday in Madison for allegedly breaking into a home and cooking herself a shrimp and pasta dinner. The homeowner called police saying that she was startled seeing someone walking around inside her house. The suspect, identified as Joanna Lee, answered the door when officers knocked and claimed to have permission to be in the house. The homeowner says she never met the woman before, and Lee is now in jail facing a burglary charge. You know, it's funny that it's shrimp and pasta dinner because we've been seeing some promotion for Seafood Festival this weekend.
I was just thinking about that, and I would have invited the lady to fix me a dinner while she's already gone through all the trouble.
Yeah, cook for your freedom.
Yeah, please, come on, just fire it up. I'm ready. It looked good, didn't it? We saw some B-roll on that.
Yeah, they had some photos of it. It looked pretty
great. And it's enticing. What do they do that for? This time of day, they're going to show you all of this unbelievable seafood, which brings to mind this weekend. Seafood, yes. Fest.
Starting tomorrow.
Right across from Hub Stacy's. They call it Seville Square. You might know where I'm talking about. Listen, they got seafood. They got seafood, and they got seafood. Right. Starts at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow morning, they're setting the tents up tonight. Rain? We don't see no stinking rain. They're out there. Cheer them on. Honk at them when you go down Main Street.
I'm sure that was an indirect quote from some random person down there.
I'm sure he probably is.
You've been listening to Pensacola. You've been listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. When we return, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening in your world on this beautiful Thursday. Stay tuned.
Okay, Fox 13 coming up at 5:45 this next hour out of Tampa.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.